The family and friends of Palestinian Bassel al-Basbous put this poster up to honor him. On October 3rd, they thought Israeli forces had killed Bassel at the Jalazon refugee camp near Ramallah. But 18 hours later, his mother Awatif learned he was alive, and it was his two friends who were killed. The Israeli army told Al Jazeera its soldiers opened fire at the car Bassel was in after an attempted ramming attack. But his mother says her 18-year-old son was simply at the wrong place at the wrong time.
If he'd thrown a rock, let alone a ramming attack, Israeli forces wouldn't have released him. They're unarmed young men who finished work and wanted to hang out. They're teens who were celebrating their friends getting a new car.
Relieved. But her joy is incomplete. Bassel's mother says she cannot celebrate, not only because her son was traumatized, but also because he lost his childhood friends. Bassel says his friends took a detour to avoid the Israeli army, but the alternative route wasn't any safer. I thought I was dying, he says.
It is unjust. This is the occupation. They kill us and go on with their lives. They killed many before. They don't care if I was killed or that my friends were killed. The heartbreak will forever stay in my heart and my friends' mothers.
According to figures from the UN, this is the most violent year in the occupied West Bank since 2005. More than 130 Palestinians were killed here since the beginning of the year, with October being the worst month so far. As Israel heads towards yet another general election, Palestinians say the extreme use of force is not new.
This has long been the Israeli conviction, the same rules of engagement, but they're not curbing it now because of the elections. Neither Gantz or Lapid can stand in front of the army or settlers.
While the Palestinian issue hasn't been part of the main agenda for Israeli voters, a recent study suggests it could affect undecided voters. According to ACLED, a crisis mapping NGO, the recent tensions could push more voters to support a right-wing government.
On the streets and behind closed doors, Palestinians say their blood is becoming a ticket in Israeli elections. Whoever wins this round, their blood will continue to be spilled as long as the occupation continues. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.